Hi guys, welcome to the Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions at all, email me at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com, or I will leave a link below for you, okay? I also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host events, we answer questions, we share resources, so you're always super invited. Now, if you need some organization and focus in your fashion business, I invite you to check out our Etsy shop with workbooks and planners for your fashion business. If you want support and guidance with these planners, I encourage you to join our online subscription, which is the Planner Club. Every month, you get a new planner and you get our support and community. And also, if you want more guidance, more support, I invite you to check out our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. It's 10 weeks with me. We work on your brand, so you get to know your brand, build your brand, and market it successfully. So I'll leave links below to all of that stuff in case that you're interested. And let's get started with the podcast, okay? Hey guys, welcome to this episode. In this one, we are going to talk about how to build community in your business. So everybody talks about building community. You have to build community. But what does that actually mean in practical terms? What does it mean on your everyday task, in your schedule, and how do you incorporate that? How do you make sure that you are building that community effectively to grow your business? So I'm going to share some information here with you today that I hope helps this topic. And if you have any questions at all, just let me know. So a lot of people tell me, for example, does it mean I have to have a group, right? Does it mean building community is having a group? Well, sure, you can have a group. You can have a Facebook group. You can have a LinkedIn group. You can have a whatever group, right? But you don't have to. Okay. Community could be, if you want to have a group, awesome, and you can have it, and that's how you can build community. But there's other ways to build community. Your Instagram page can be building community, or your email list can be building community, or having a podcast can be building community. Building community is showing up, right, and providing value to a group of people who are interested in a particular subject, right, and being there to be of service, to show up, to interact with them, right, and develop a relationship with them, right, in a space that they feel comfortable in, where they can interact, and then that way, right, you have a back and forth, and you do it in a group setting, so you build that community, okay? So, you know, for a community to be successful, one thing is that it has to be interactive, which means there has to be a back and forth, right? There has to be a communication. Communication is not only talking, it's talking and listening, right? And having that back and forth movement. So a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs get frustrated because, for example, they put content out there, a video, a podcast episode, whatever it may be, a post on social media, right? And then they don't get that interaction, they don't get those likes, or they don't get those comments, right? And those are important, but you have to look at the insights. You have to see of what's happening behind the scenes, how many people are looking at that post or whatever piece of content you're sharing. How many people actually click on it? How many people actually listen to it, watched it, how long they watch, all of that stuff. So stats, insights can be very illuminating, right? A lot of people, for example, if you are doing an ad, for example, and the ad takes people to a certain link, right? If the information is great and people look at the ad and they really like it and they click on the link to go to a certain page to purchase something or to get more information or whatever, those people may not like or share that post as much because they're actually taking the action to click on the link and visit that page. So it's actually being very effective. And if you just look at the likes and shares, right, you might be disappointed because you don't have as many likes and shares, but actually you're having more of a click-through rate. People are going there and they're making a purchase, right? So you have to really get used to looking at the insights, right? So all the different platforms that we use offer insights. Some of them are paid, some of them are free, but at least the basic insights are free and they can be so informative, so illuminating. So I always recommend, right, especially if you're starting out and you don't have as many followers or you don't have as much interaction, always check your insights, because it's going to tell you if really people are interacting with you. Because if people are clicking, if people are watching, if people are taking actions with your content, even though it doesn't show on the outside, like a like or a share or a comment, right? You are having interaction, you are being effective. So the thing here is how you can be more effective. Maybe you need to give people more, call to action, some people like, share, subscribe, things like that, right? But the most important thing, again, is what they're actually doing and that they're actually interacting with the content. The other thing is that you have to, for building community, you have to show up and you have to do it consistently, okay? It's building a relationship, okay? When you are starting a relationship and you're courting someone, right? You court them, you show them your best self, you show up, and then let's say it gets to a point where you formalize that relationship, you become a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a fiance, or whatever it may be, right? It doesn't stop there, right? You have to continue showing up, listening, investing energy, doing all those things so the relationship keeps on growing and goes forever, right? If you stop, or if you deviate, or if you stop paying attention, or whatever it is, that relationship is going to deteriorate, right? And it's going to end at some point, right? So it's the same thing here. You're building a relationship with your customer. It doesn't stop when they like something or when they purchase something, right? If you want to have lifelong customers, if you're building community, if you want to have a group of people who are really engaged, who really participate, who really adopt that lifestyle of your brand, right? You have to keep showing up. You have to keep providing content. You have to keep answering questions, right? How do you do this? By creating content, by marketing your business. So this looks like creating a podcast or having the videos every week on YouTube, for example, or doing social media posts, whatever it is. You choose where you show up and how you show up, but you have to do it consistently, okay? And that doesn't mean you can't change along the way. Maybe along the way you discover, oh, I don't want to do podcasts anymore, I want to do YouTube videos, whatever it is, you can switch things around. But whatever you switch or whatever you decide, try to be consistent with it, and you know, guide people through that journey with you. Okay, you can start with a podcast and then you decide, no, I'm going to do more blogging, or then I'm going to write a book, whatever it is, but take people through that journey, always show up, answer your questions, and keep developing the relationship, because that's how you're going to make it last and build community. Okay. Also, you have to always remember that you have to constantly be doing things to attract that audience. Okay. To attract the new audience and to keep the audience that you have already engaged. Okay. As a business owner, and again, you know, you go back to the comparison with any other relationship, you have to continue doing this. You have to show up. You can't just put together a store or create this amazing program or offer this amazing service and just expect people to show up. Okay, you have to show up. You have to tell people what you're all about. You have to connect with people, and you have to do it by showing up consistently. And that way you will attract, right, those new people, and the old people will remain in your atmosphere, in your group, in your community. And then you can further develop that relationship with them. Okay. And the other thing is, building a community, right, is again basically developing these relationships, right? And you develop these relationships with your fans, with your followers, with your email subscribers, with your customers, right? And sometimes, you know, maybe you are not the face of the brand and you don't show up and do it yourself, do the videos or do the content, right? Perhaps your brand is the one that is the focus, or your product or your service. Either way, then you have to make sure that people understand what that brand is, what the products are, what they're all about, right? So perhaps it's not you physically showing up and doing the work that way, but showing up through your products and services, right? Maybe with a speaker, or just with your brand itself, and just, you know, developing that relationship with people. Because a lot of people ask me, like, you know, for you it's easy because you are the person behind the business, but for me it's all about my clothing line, for example, right? Or my accessories line, or whatever it may be, a product or a service, right? I do makeup, and you know, it's all about you know, the makeup itself, not about me. That's totally fine. You can still do it, but you can, with your content, the content that you're creating, you are telling people basically who you are or what your brand is all about. Okay. So let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you have, you know, anything that you want to share, that you want to add to this conversation. Again, I'm here to answer them. You can always join us inside the Facebook group, right? And share your comments, your ahas, or any questions that you may have. And yeah, let's just, you know, it's hard sometimes for the, if you're just starting out to, with everything that you're doing, right? To, it's hard for people to accept, like, oh, I have to show up all the time. Yes, you do. Sometimes it takes time for people to actually realize that, because they're doing so much. They're putting a website together, or they're learning so many technology things, and they're dealing with a lot of legal things, for example, setting up their business and things like that. But you are the livelihood, right, of the business. You are the one attracting the people to the business, or your brand is, right? The essence of the business is that. And for you to build that community, or for that community to last forever, you have to really invest time in it. Okay. So again, I hope that this was helpful. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay. Bye, guys.